Does the house have rooms in it where you can put your clothes?
Yeah, closets. Yeah, that house.
But you seen those old time things they had that would...
No, you didn't have.
They would hang your clothes up in. What do you call them?
There's armoires.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's... It's two doors that opens and closes, and it's made out of mostly good stuff, made out of oak, you know. They call them armoires, and they just had a one, and it was so high, and on top you would put that, the old ladies would put the hats in. They had a place, two doors to put the hats, you know, a Sunday hat. So you just have one hat to go in church on Sunday. Because mostly around here, it's all Catholics, I would say 99, 9, 10. The people here naturally changing a little bit because we have more people coming in and younger people coming in this vicinity. But I would say at that time you had 99% of the people here were Catholics.
Mm-hmm. What about some of the buildings on the fault?
Well, those, let's see, that big building that you saw right there was made in about 1928.
Did you have buildings where you would store your wood, or?
No, you always store your wood outside. Unless you bring it in and it was a hard winter, it's been raining like it is today, I mean this week, you would either put a piece of galvanized over your wood to keep some dry, you see, or put some in a building, you know, a little. And at that time, which you don't have today, you had plenty of chicken coops. You had plenty of chicken roost to roost your, leave your chicken roost at night so animals don't come and destroy them. At that time, I'm telling you about everybody had a cow, everybody had chicken.
Did you milk a lot?
We milked a lot. My wife milked a great deal. Oh, we stopped. I don't know how many years we stopped. I still have cows, but it's mostly for dairy. I mean, for meat. I have three heads now. In fact, I killed one Monday from my freezer. I killed about a 350-pound cow. It netted me 170.
Mm-hmm. Is it cheaper raising yourself or than buy meat? I wouldn't think it is.
Well, I don't feed them.
You do your own cutting them up and everything?
No, I used to.
Yes.
But now you can kill it your own if you want to bring it at a freezer locker, you see, to get it cut up. You can't kill your own since last year. You have to have a butcher to kill it that's got a stamp to stamp it. You got to have a federal man to come and inspect it while they're killing it. But at one time, I used to kill my own calf, split it in two to go bring it to the locker in Thibodeau. And then he cuts it up. At that time, it was about 6 or 7 cents. He cut it up for me like the way I want it and wrap it up and freeze it. And then I bring it in my own home freezer.
And you raise your... What about places where did you keep your horses, say? You had horses here?
I had mules, not horses. Well, my dad had a horse. But he had four mules. I started from 1950. I kept two mules in a tractor. And then I got rid of the mules. We at that time, after your tractors came into circulation, I've forgotten now, well in 19, I think we bought that tractor in 1946. That's when the tractors began on the small farms. They had a couple of large farms that had tractors prior to 1946, I would say. But not too many.
Yeah.